Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there, and I'm here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, and please, people, don't get tired of me saying it, but I hope my voice finds you in good health. Spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us do this thing we call life. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I got to chuckle a little bit because I really do like that intro. I really, really do. I start dancing back here when I'm listening to the intro. But anyway, listen, welcome. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I know it's early. I'm very grateful, and I just want to say thank you. And I hope all is well. That's where I am. So let's get started here. Listen, I have been putting out some content, and it has been one of the challenging, not the most challenging thing in my life, but it's been very, very one of those challenging things where you don't know which way to go. You don't know exactly how it's going to be received, you know, what people are going to say. And I was a little concerned about it. But by this time, if you've been listening to me for a little bit, you know there are 10 little heartfelt lessons that I have. And I like to call them tips. And I said it again once a while ago. And that's what they are, people. They're tips. You know, but it's been very challenging because it's almost like it's unscripted. You can't really, you know, you try to put down, you know, you want to give a definition. You want to do this. These are just things that I've dealt with my entire life and my family. And it doesn't mean perfection. These things don't... Well, I want people to understand that they don't lead to perfection. You are still... Yes, you're going to have your bumps and bruises. Yes, you are going to fall down. Hopefully few and far between. But it's just something that I came up with, and it was my idea, and it was kind of challenging to me to even put it on paper, let alone to, you know, put it out in a recording kind of setting. And I kept, you know, getting stumbling and not quite sure what to say to you fine people. So, but it's done, and we'll move on to the next chapter in our little journey together. So, all right. So listen, I can't help it. I get a giggle in the morning when I get to talk to you, especially when I don't have to do my other gig. It's something I like doing in the morning, when talking to you fine people. And I sit down and yes, yeah, I'm on my second cup. Yeah, I am. Man, that's good. Yeah, because you know me, I'm a two-cup guy. I'm sorry, people. I was getting a kick out of myself there. Please, please, please don't judge. Anyway, so listen, let's change the channel real quick. You know, I had something that's been on my mind. I worked over the weekend on my other gig, which is definitely still rewarding and has been for quite some time. And I'll be moving on to my next journey in my life, and I'm really looking forward to it. However, I got something that's been on my mind, and it's actually come to me, and please understand, it's nothing how can I say, there's nothing vain, there's no vanity in it, and I mean that very humbly. There's no vanity in what I'm about to kind of share with you, and maybe even ask you a question. The fact of the matter is that, you know, I try to be inspirational and motivational, and share some of the things that have gone on in my life. I mean, listen, we could all sit down and have discussions all day long about, you know, about your life, your family, your job, your hobbies, your hopes, your dreams, all of those things we can sit down with. And that's what I'm doing here. And I'm not just going to continuously say to people, hey, send me your comments. Hey, ask me a question. If you feel it within your heart that's something that you want to do, then by all means do so. All right. So, but that's not what this is all about. But what I am saying to you is, the question that I probably have asked in the past, I mean, and you really, really, and I'm going to say it for, you know, for you older people and younger adults, I mean, I'm not really speaking to children in this angle, but my point is this here, and I always say this, are you really doing what you're supposed to be doing? I mean, think about it. I mean, we all have dreams. We all, you know, some of us want to be doctors and lawyers and teachers and actors and singers and all, whatever drives your spirit. You have to ask yourself, are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? Now, that's something to think about. You know, and the reason why I say that is because, you know, we also fall into that category a lot of times where, you know what, we got to make the ends meet. You know, you got to pay rent. And if you're a young adult or adult period and you move out of your parents' house, you got to pay the rent. You know, you want to eat, you know? I mean, hell, even if it is Chinese food out of the box, you want to eat, you know? Ramen noodles, whatever the case may be. So, you know, we have to make ends meet. So in the course of that statement, you say to yourself, you got to have gainful employment. And I am all about that. I am all about gainful employment. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had, if I ran down a list of the jobs that I did coming through up to this point, I mean, my God, it's amazing. You would think that a guy can't hold a job, but it was just, you know, the time and economics and things of that nature. But without going off on a tangent, are you really doing what you're supposed to be doing? That is the question. And that is the question I'm going to leave you with today. You know, and whatever you're doing right now, I'm sure that you're good at it. You know, I'm sure that you get the job done. But is it what you're supposed to be doing? You know, it goes back to that same old adage, people, please don't get tired of it. The fact of the matter is that we all have a purpose here. There's a reason. And the reason why I wanted to share that with you is because it happened to me on more than one occasion. And it really, really has my mind going. And just for the record, you know, this one might be a little longer than usual, because I really feel that passionate about this today. I've had people who I've met on the street, and the latest one is really kind of blew my mind. I talk to the guy and we share, and there's, you know, commonalities, and I'll give you a thing. I was having lunch and the guy walked around and we went to the same place for lunch while I was working on my other job. And, you know, I never met this man before. And he says, I was wondering how, you know, we kind of pleasant exchange. So he went to his vehicle. I went to my vehicle and we had lunch. And then later on during the course of the day, you know, I stepped out, he stepped out, and we started talking. He started sharing. And a gentleman just came up to me and just kind of started sharing a little bit about himself. And I did a little bit, you know, of the same. So at the end of it all, okay, I'm done. And he has a little while to go. So, you know, we said, okay, listen, take care of yourself. Nice meeting you. And he said something to me. And he said, you know what? He said, I don't know what you're doing, but he says, you got something. There's something about you. He says, I don't know what it is, but it's there. And I kind of looked at him and I kind of giggled. I said, "Oh, well, thank you." And with that exchange, he said to me, "Some people arrive early and some arrive late." He says, "I'm just going to leave you with that." And I was like, wow, now listen, he wasn't trying to, you know, sell me a car or you know, anything like that. But it left an indelible mark in my thought process, because I'm like, wow, I've had a couple people say, "You got something." And again, I'm saying without vanity, my problem is, what the hell is it? Oh, my God, I'm sorry I had to giggle. What the hell is it that I have? Because I want to know what it is. Because I want to get better at it. I want to share it with the world. Really. And it's not about money. I was just telling someone the other day, we were talking about jobs and occupations. Yeah, money's nice. Money's good to have. You know, I might even have $20 in my pocket. But my point is, it's about giving back. It's about helping people. Wow. So listen, my passion is a little heightened this morning, and I'm not even going to apologize. But what I'm saying is, please don't interpret any of this as kind of being vanity or looking for any kind of, you know, accolades or anything, because I'm not. If I'm doing anything, what I want to do is I want to share with you. I want you to grab onto the same thought. What is it that you're supposed to be doing? And guess what? Just do it. Yes, just do it. That's all I can say. I don't know. I'm a little heightened this morning. I need some coffee. I'm sorry, maybe I don't need any more coffee. I'm still on my second cup. But listen, I'm sorry. I said I wasn't going to say I'm sorry, but I do, because you find people have been really, really, really cool and downloading, and I just want to say thank you and listening for a few minutes. But here's what I'm going to leave you with, and I have to. Yes, I'm going to put out that last tip, and it's coming straight to you, and I want you to enjoy it. All of them, put them together, think about them, try to incorporate them in your life. Lesson number 10 is on its way. But what I want you to do is I seriously want you to take a moment and think, what is it that you want to do? Because you know what? Here's the deal. We get scared, people, and I've done it. I'm guilty of it. You get scared of the unknown. You're scared of the fact that, am I going to eat? Am I going to take care of my family? Is this worth it? Is this a pipe dream? I mean, I can go on and on and on and on. But at the end of the day, there's something that you're supposed to be doing. And I am going to say it. You know, it is God's purpose. Now, please, people, I am not trying to scare anyone away that doesn't believe. And that's fine. But I believe there is a purpose. All right, you didn't just get dropped down here to, you know, enjoy the fruits of the labor and then move on. You got to give a little something while you're here. I think that's what it is. You know what? You know, I'm going to leave you with this. You know, it's like living in a house. You know, I came from a large family, and there was a bunch of us. And the bottom line is, everybody had to contribute. You had to give something. You're not just going to live under that roof and just go in there and eat and lay around and watch TV and, you know, no, you got to do something. You either take out the garbage, you wash the dishes, or you help in the kitchen, you make the bed, you do the laundry, whatever the heck it is, you got to contribute to the cause. And I think the fact that we are here on this earth, that it is one of your responsibilities is to give back. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the same boat as you. I am still trying to figure out what it is that I have. And I will. And I promise you one thing. Once I find out what it is, I'm going to share it with you. Find out what yours is. Ladies and gentlemen, as I always say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the last few minutes, me and my cup of coffee. I hope my voice was somewhat inspirational and motivational. And listen, please, take care of your families. Take care of yourself. Family's important. And if you see someone that needs a helping hand, stick yours out and help them. I believe this one act really, really will make the world a better place and will also be one of the things that help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you can be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I am here, and you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We will talk again.